Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England with a few scattered showers. Otherwise, a lot of low clouds around from the leftover moisture associated with the heavy rainfall from yesterday. We will eventually break out into partly sunny skies today, and that will help push temperatures into the middle and upper 80s for daytime highs. With high humidity, energy streaming in from the Ohio Valley, and a cool front sliding down from southern Canada, we'll run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon. That activity will persist into the evening in spots, especially south of I-90, while we clear out to the north, and eventually everyone will clear out overnight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. This will set us up for a mostly sunny and warm day on Thursday, but with much lower humidity, it'll be more comfortable with highs in the lower 80s. In fact, that high pressure should keep it dry on Friday. A few more clouds mixed with sunshine and highs all the way down into the upper 70s. By the weekend, a northwest wind flow aloft will push some energy through on both Saturday and Sunday. This could touch off a few scattered showers. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds over a good chunk of the weekend and highs in the middle and upper 70s. A better chance at a stronger batch of energy moving through with showers on Monday and highs in the middle 70s, and still the risk of a few showers by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern will continue across the lower 48 through the middle of the week with threats for severe storms and flash flooding in some locations. First, additional heavy rain is expected to impact portions of southern Arkansas and northern Louisiana and into northern Mississippi, where 3 to 6 inches of rain has fallen over the last couple of days, with the potential for another 3 to 6 inches through today. Flash flood watches and warnings are already in effect for this portion of the country, so additional rainfall on top of areas already impacted by flooding will only make conditions worse. Meanwhile, the north-central United States will remain hot, with high temperatures forecast to be about 15 to 25 degrees above average. Severe thunderstorm chances will continue over portions of central Montana today before a potentially larger and more impactful severe thunderstorm threat affects the northern plains again on Thursday. Hot weather will also be in place across the south, where highs should reach into the lower to mid 100s on Wednesday and Thursday across eastern New Mexico and West Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, and 55 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility and fog, 67 degrees, the dew point 67, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, upper 80s. Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo partly sunny, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 77, that's 11 degrees above normal. 15 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 98 hundredths for the month, which is still 1/10 of an inch below normal, and 13.39 inches for the year, which is 2.18 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1933. And the record low, 37, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m. 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A scattered shower or storm tonight, then partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, with much lower humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday with a few scattered rain showers and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with showers likely on Monday, mid-70s, and a chance of showers on Tuesday staying in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.